One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to WrestleMania 40 weekend. And of course, where did we come? We came to the Rocky Steps. Now, either you know what that means, or you think I'm having some kind of aneurysm. Both are fine. But look, going on a tangent here. I love Rocky. And we saw the statue, and I wasn't that impressed, because it's just a statue, right? But that's only because it came after the fact. And now, not only can I see the stairs where he ran up, and we already saw about 10 different people doing the Rocky pose. Someone should do a different pose, right? Troll the world. But also, look how nice that is. Philadelphia in the background, obviously the host city of WrestleMania. And Phil and I were talking about this when we were walking down here. Of course it would be great if WrestleMania came to the UK. I actually prefer it when we get to fly halfway across the world, especially because that's what we're going to talk about right now, is the last minute rumours as we do head into the pay-per-view premium live event. Now, I've got them written down here because I don't want to forget. I really like the first one. If you are a long-term What Culture watcher, you will understand, because Tama Tonga, the person that tried to murder me, how long ago was that? 4, 5, 6 years? Who even knows? Was it 5 years? My word, I'm getting old. He tried to murder us all, especially Father Haku. He left New Japan Pro Wrestling, say, what, 3, 4 months ago? It was just after Wrestle Kingdom, I believe. It seems likely he's gone to WWE. If you follow the paper trail, nobody's mentioning a TNA or an AEW or anything like that. And he's definitely said goodbye to New Japan. And if you are a fan of NJPW, you know he's sort of... he was always a fixture, but by the end, he was like an integral part, and he was, you know, feuding over championships or stuff. So how did he fit into the WWE system? Originally, I thought he was going to be... do you remember down at NXT, you had the three faces vignettes that they did? That turned out to be Shawn Spears. That was a great debut. But the rumor going around now is that Tama Tonga will debut at WrestleMania 40, which is the best place to debut. You can't get better than that. And he will get involved in the Jimmy Uso, Jey Uso match. He will team with Jimbo Uso. That will sort of give us a bit of... well, new blood, I suppose, for lack of a better term, for the bloodline coming out of WrestleMania. And of course, it means the Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso feud can continue, because if Jey Uso just wins, well, the good guy's got the victory. You don't need to carry that on. So I can't remember what the meter is now. I've changed it 3 different times. We're going to go, is that a 10 or 5? You can choose, Phil. 10, right. We're doing it out of 10. I don't think I've ever gone this high. It's based on nothing apart from what I want out of life. I'm giving this a 9 out of 10. The Tama Tonga appears at WrestleMania 40, and I'll be equal parts happy, because secretly I love that guy, and then in kayfabe I'll be really mad, like, you should be in jail, you tried to murder me. But I actually think that's, in terms of surprises, it's one that kind of crowd gets. Like, sometimes people go, oh, people aren't going to know who he is. That is nonsense. A WrestleMania crowd, especially a Raw after WrestleMania crowd, obviously they are already in the building because they'll go to both shows. They know the wrestling ecosystem. I won't go off too much of a path here. But it ties back into the Royal Rumble when AJ Styles turned up. Oh, no one knows who AJ Styles is. Yes, they do. And it's the same with Tama Tonga. Maybe not on the same level, because AJ Styles was sort of changing the game and introducing a new style of wrestling in many ways. But it'll be fine. It will rock. Right, what else have I got on here? Now, this one, I just said to the What Culture guys, have you heard anything? Apparently, Julia's name has been thrown out there a lot. Now, of course, she is currently linked to Stardom. But obviously, there's a big political situation going on with that. She has announced that she's going to leave the promotion as soon as she can. And it certainly sounds like she's heading to WWE. That's the way the wind is blowing. And she is really good. Like, she's really good. For a while there, it was meant to be Mercedes Moné versus Julia, but Mercedes got injured. And people were excited about that match. And if you have seen Julia's style, very hard-hitting, sort of super worker, changes her look all the time. Like, she's really interesting when it comes to that sort of personality side of things. How she fits into WWE, I don't know. But, I mean, if you were going to go through the matches... the only way I could see it is, does she join Damage Control? Because, of course, they all have a similar background and they made a similar pathway to WWE. But that would either mean that the Dakota Kai and the Kabuki Warriors are going to beat Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill and Naomi. That is not happening. No one is beating Jade Cargill at her first match in. She is the superstar of all superstars. The presentation, the way that she's obviously been told to carry herself, the things that she's allowed to say. But then that would mean that she'd be getting involved in Io Sky versus Bayley, and that Bayley wouldn't be winning the Women's Championship at WrestleMania 40, night two, I think that match is. That seems crazy to me, especially because on paper, I would have Rhea Ripley beat Becky Lynch. And if you don't do that with Io Sky and she also retains her title, well, that could be interesting. Now, we're doing another video about this. I mean, WWE's done a great job in the sense they are looking past WrestleMania. There was a time, especially a few years ago, where you'd sort of get to that April lull, but there's nothing going on because we all peak at WrestleMania. There's nowhere to go. They haven't done that and they have held off. But if Julia gets involved, unless she joins Bayley, that doesn't work at all. I'm only going to give this one a 3 out of 10. I don't believe it. Her name is just being thrown around, I imagine, because it is WrestleMania season. But at the same time, I think probably by SummerSlam, the latest Survivor Series, I do think Julia will be in the WWE pool. I think that will rock. She's a really, really good wrestler. But yeah, 3 out of 10. I don't believe it. I don't think it's going to happen.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
When we get into the one you probably all want to talk about, it's probably going to be the thumbnail. Let's just face it. A few weeks ago, when The Rock decided to whip to death Cody Rhodes, going, "Look at you now, boy," we saw a truck in the background, right? Now, the very interesting thing about this is we've seen them. The WWE production trucks that are rolling around at the moment all have WrestleMania 40 branding for obvious reasons. The one in this particular shot, John Cena was on the left and Stone Cold Steve Austin was on the right, as if they were looking over Dwayne Johnson and they were sort of being very upset about what he was doing. If you follow Steve Austin on Instagram, he was also doing a video the other day. He was like, "Oh, somebody's left me like an Easter egg basket filled with beer." And he kept talking about that his car, the beer was in, was from 2003. This could all be happenstance. What's 2003? It's WrestleMania 19. It's the last time Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock stood in the ring from each other. This one I find difficult because I want this more than oxygen, right? If someone told me right now, "Miller, you can have oxygen until Monday at 9, and then I'm going to take it away, but on Sunday night, during the Bloodline Rules match," because that is the way I think it's going to go, "the glass is going to break." No offense to John Cena. I love John Cena. But there ain't nothing like that glass breaking. I'd probably accept it. So I'd probably murder myself for both my own entertainment and for your entertainment. But at the same time, it just seems so pie in the sky. It feels like a Reddit thread. It feels like something we do that they're running up the rocky stairs. See that? Isn't that nice? I was going to shout something. Look at that. He's wearing a Stone Cold hoodie. He's wearing it. That's it. All right, I've changed my mind. It's happening. That's a sign, because of course, divine powers would go, "Oh, we have to tell Simon Miller the Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to be at WrestleMania." But that Bloodline Rules match can be overbooked like crazy. In fact, it should be overbooked like crazy. It's the, you know, the comeuppance, the end result of 2 years worth of storylines. And people keep saying it doesn't make sense. It does make sense. John Cena, his last match, what happened? Solo Sikoa whooped his ass. He's also had a massive history with Roman Reigns. And once more, Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock are forever rivals. You could easily get away with that. But I suppose the flip side to this is that I think it's on night two, much like last year when it was the Snoop Dogg and Shane McMahon stuff. There's just a blank spot in the, you may have noticed, there's one less match. Something is happening there as well, so that may be reserved for John Cena, Stone Cold, Steve Austin and The Undertaker. But given that it is WrestleMania 40, do I think they'll be involved in that main event? I mean, I'm hoping so, but I kind of veer the other direction. But I do think they'll be there. We did it at WrestleMania 30 with the three legends, The Rock, Stone Cold and Hulk Hogan. Many people still say that's one of their favourite moments ever. So if you want to do it here with Cena, Austin and Undertaker, no problem with me. I give it an 8 out of 10. I want it more than that, but I'm also a little bit reserved. But I think if we haven't done that, somebody ring Stone Cold Steve Austin right now. Texas ain't too far away. Actually, he doesn't live in Texas anymore. I know where he lives. That'd make me a stalker. Right, we're moving on. CM Punk. Does CM Punk get involved in the Drew McIntyre match? It depends what his arm is doing, which is a very strange sentence. I think he has to, because if you put CM Punk on commentary and he just does commentary and then he looks at Drew or he looks at Seth Rollins and doesn't do anything, I don't want to say it's lame because CM Punk is so good at talking, but I think there would be a slight disappointment from some people. And this is why I'm going to take a couple of rumours I've got down here and I'm going to throw it all in a big old pot. Clash at the Castle. It's happening in Scotland at the Hydro Centre. Very surprising, but very cool. Like, I like the fact that premium live events are happening all over the place. Excuse me, premium live events. But I think if he cashes in his money in the bank, because CM Punk kind of helps him but doesn't help him, because then that way, if Drew McIntyre has just won the title, because CM Punk, this is so convoluted, because CM Punk has screwed over Seth, and then Drew can be his usual hypocritical self, because he's had outside assistance from someone he doesn't like, but he doesn't care because he's then got the championship. But then CM Punk also assists Damian Priest, who comes out to cash in his money in the bank. Not only have you actually planted the seed to do both the CM Punk Seth Rollins and CM Punk Drew McIntyre feud, but then of course come Clash at the Castle, just have Damian Priest hold the belt till then. It's June. It's 3 months. It's not even that. It's like 2.5 months. Is it? I don't know when it is. Let's say it's 3 months. Then you can do CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre if he's able to come back. I don't know. Pie in the sky as always. And then Drew. Sorry, I don't know what I was talking about. Drew McIntyre versus Damian Priest, I should say. And then you move on to the CM Punk stuff when Punk's ready to come back. But look, as much as I love Damian Priest, and he has had a banner year in many respects, he's really upped his game. He doesn't need to be the world champion more than a couple of months. We've just come off all these massively long reigns. Let's do, not hot potatoing, but let's sort of veer in that direction a little bit. Veer, he'll come on Raw. But that is what I would do. And then Drew McIntyre can have his big moment in Scotland where he's going to get cheered anyway. And then he can go on Raw the next night and just crap all over everyone and go back to being a heel. So I like this idea. I actually think it would make what is a, I want to call it a controversial match, but we have so many people that we need to make sure there's stuff coming out of WrestleMania, again, which we've already touched upon. And I think this benefits everyone, because everyone can turn around and go, well, that didn't help me, that didn't help me, apart from Damian Priest. And then you could even plant the seeds to get Damian Priest at the Judgment Day. So I can give this an 8 out of 10 as well. I mean, I'm overbooking Mania like crazy, but I don't have a problem with that. I'm going to be there live, and I want to have all the fun in the world. And this one's more of a prediction than a rumour. Well, I guess it is a rumour, and that is that The Rock is going to be hanging around. I mean, not too much after Mania, but probably maybe come SummerSlam or Survivor Series or next year's WrestleMania. So on night one, he does indeed pin Cody Rhodes, and that way he's got that over Cody, and then Cody can become the champion on night two. So yes, when we do get to the hottest event of the summer or whatever it may be, I think WrestleMania 41 will be The Rock versus Roman, but it's an amazing seed to plant in people's heads that we're not going to switch The Rock back babyface, which was a big talking point a couple of weeks ago, especially by me. I was totally wrong. But he remains the bad guy. He remains the final boss. And given they have been whipping each other for a couple of weeks, we actually tell people, again, through however you want to do it until he's ready to come back, that we are going to do The Rock versus Cody Rhodes. And if we could do that at SummerSlam, I think it'd be massive. I think it'd be massive. And maybe Roman, we're getting way ahead now, but maybe Roman can get involved in that. And that's how you set up WrestleMania 41. So Cody beats The Rock, gets his win back after The Rock beats him on night one in the tag team match, because Roman finally screws over his cousin. And maybe Roman goes babyface, and maybe The Rock stays heel. But there's so many different things that we can do on this show. There's so many belts that may not change hands. You can't change every belt. I think that takes away from the excitement of it all, because then it just becomes the law of diminishing returns. But people keep saying to me, do I think this could be one of the best WrestleManias ever? And I really do. I think it could be. And there is a, what's the word? WWE is very good when we get to the, you know, 10, 20, 30, and now 40. And one, I suppose, obviously not called WrestleMania 1. But they're very good at sort of hitting those out of the park. So, yeah, I think it has all the potential in the world. I'm very excited about it. We've talked to a few people around here, and everyone seems to be buzzing. And if all these do come true, and we get some debuts, and we get some spins that we weren't ready for, I think that adds to it. As always, there's a comment box down there. I need to know what you think is going to happen at WrestleMania. There'll be a WrestleMania video on the screen with me ranting and raving in the streets of Philadelphia. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. And listen, if you do see see this, you may watch it after WrestleMania, maybe you're a nice person, but if you do see this before the show of shows, enjoy it, sit back, relax, put your tush in the chair, and just imagine you are here, and we can all have a good time. Simon Miller, I would say I'm going to run the rocky steps, but my knees ain't so good anymore. I'm getting old, so instead I'm going to watch this person do it instead. Take care. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.